Welcome to the whitest house. Slave souls haunt the halls when the light is out. Except the blood of your power and the white mouth. The last gas of a world that is dying out. Welcome to the whitest house, where every room is a tomb that they lie about. Where you can put your filthy feet on the finest couch, and for the right amount, you can even buy it out.
That's the essence of your entire political identity. You might be a white supremacist.
Check.
He's got a job to do after this.
We are messing it up, man. He may be mad busy. He got mad, you know.
Do we even do applause coming in, man?
Jesus. No.
I mean, yeah, we went play Paul for us. But we booing, you know what I'm saying? Like, so just for the record,
hold on, hey. The sound ain't working.
Oh, the sound? Yeah, there we go. I hear it in mine. Nothing.
Turn your headphones
on. I hear every single thing you just put in.
How come I don't hear nothing?
White supremacy is whitening today. I mean, today.
You don't hear anything from your headphones.
Now I do, yeah.
Okay.
Jeez, man.
Yeah, had sound of the police. You put everything.
Listen.
Yo. You had mad claps going on. All right, so.
You know why this is happening?
Why?
Because y'all motherfuckers had ice cream last week.
You know what? Give me the fucking ice. That's what
I'm about to say. Because Miracle came back.
Ice cream last week, and y'all were like, ha, ha, ha. Let me wait till Miracle leaves to get these jokes out.
Miracle.
This is what happened.
Miracle.
Y'all wanted to have a good time when I wasn't here.
We had ice cream because...
Y'all wanted to have a good time when I'm not here, and see, look what happened.
Well, Miracle, we didn't know you were on an exclusive mission to secure asylum for Donald Trump in Honduras. We didn't know that.
I had COVID. I was out here working for them white men.
But they took his passport.
Is
that what happened? They took his passport, so you came back? You came back.
Come back.
They said he had three passports, too. I was like, what you got on a passport?
How do you have multiple passports? That's all I want to know.
I mean, you know what I mean?
Did you say political refugee asylum can be purchased, man?
What? I didn't hear a word you said because you got mad ice cream in your mouth.
Asylum can be purchased.
It can be purchased.
Was that a rap?
That's what I said. Jay-Z said that.
Oh, yeah, Jay-Z did say that. So,
what kind of flavor ice cream is that?
Mine.
Very light skinned of you.
Welcome to here we go. The bully is back, y'all. The bully has returned.
Violent.
I'm just Siriax. This is this week of white supremacy. This week with white, we're living white supremacy at this moment.
living it or living with it.
Living with it. Going through it, like literally, like right now. One of our neighbors in this building decided to do a whole bunch of construction. Didn't tell anybody. Like, just
only thing they did try to tell was me where the fuck to park.
Yeah, told. Ooh. Yeah, yeah,
you
yeah.
You had to do a whole healing circle.
I'm about to park my foot in somebody's ass.
You're gonna do a whole healing circle.
I mean, but it is kind of wild that you would just like have wild construction going on and like not even like say, hey, not even like if you sent the email last with the spoon broke. Yo, Farouk's having the worst day of his entire life. If you see Farouk later on today, please.
Leave me alone.
Don't bother this nigga. This nigga's red right now.
Damn.
Give him a hug.
So, anyway.
He needs some milk.
The bully is back. I don't know if you are ready to give in return, you know, you missed a great episode last week, Miracle, but now you're back. And
didn't
so let's, welcome back.
Had no idea.
Off injured reserve.
Yeah.
Are you going to do the sound?
Oh man!
There she is.
I have no idea. It's me, Miracle.
It's your girl. All right. Thank you for returning. We got a lot. It's going to be Miracle heavy. We have a lot of legal issues.
I'll think about participating. Man.
That we need you to untangle. But did you eat all the ice cream or did you say something?
No, my spoon broke. So
it's spoon broke.
I mean, you know, you should just let it melt a little bit and then get a different spoon.
But he wanted it now because he needed that.
Yeah,
he needed that. That shot of adrenaline. It's funny. Everybody's tight, but Trouble is just the calmest.
He got his tea swinging in the parking lot. I just came to work.
Yeah, just came to work. What's up, Trouble? How you doing, bro?
You know,
you rejecting the white supremacy? Obviously,
yes, I am. You feel me?
Yes.
Niggas lack sleep today, but it's all good. I'm here. You feel me?
I feel you. I mean,
it seems like we need longer spoons.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow. Need longer spoon. Niggas love spooning.
Yeah,
that was a big hit on the last episode.
Big spoon or little spoon?
Yeah, they left comments and shit. That shit was funny.
I like to be the big spoon.
Me too. Yeah, me too.
And my brother.
Man, listen.
The annoying activist.
Man, I'm about to say the annually antagonized. You know what I mean? The perpetually provoked, the infinitely irritated. You know what I'm saying?
Go off, twin.
Man,
go off.
Listen, man. The wrongfully resented.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm tight right now, bro. I'm tight.
All
right,
well, let's channel that. You know, well, hopefully, I don't know. Maybe they got our message. It doesn't sound like it's construction happening right now.
Like you could probably see my aura right now. It's flames.
It's enraged. But so if you do hear construction during this episode, just know.
Can I tell you something?
It's white supremacy.
This is something that annoyed me today. Like this is one of the many annoyances that came to me. Okay. Someone sent me an email this morning, right? And I'm not going to say their name, but they should know better.
Yes.
Right. And said, "Hey, could you email me your contact information?" You mean all the numbers and letters in my email signature? You illiterate son of a bitch. What Bun B say, read a book, you illiterate son of a bitch, and step up your vocab. Like, are you serious? You actually emailed me to say that? Like, you wasted your character count on asking me information that you could have found fundamentally.
They wanted to contact you.
Is that what started off the badness for today?
That was annoying. That was super annoying. That was the beginning. Yes, that was, yes.
Came to work, couldn't park.
Yeah, and then that was the precipice.
Somebody told you something.
Of me being pissed.
Sat down to record and all types of construction noises are happening.
Oh, man. Like the whole Bob the Builder soundtrack is like right below.
Go to eat ice cream and your spoon breaks.
My spoon breaks, bro. Jesus Christ, man.
Who's having the worst day? Farouk or Donald Trump?
I mean, shit. The feds ain't on me yet.
Don't speak that.
Yes, yes. Inshallah.
You know.
You up there with Young Thug.
I can't be riding for everybody, okay? Like, look.
Man, you gonna go out like Jared Kushner? But it's funny because, you know, last week, of course, there was a... It wasn't a raid. It's so funny. Raid was the term Trump, but this is kind of like, you know, part of Trump's genius, right? He used the term raid. It wasn't a raid. Like the FBI showed up. They didn't even have.
They didn't even tell nobody they was
they
there.
They didn't tell nobody. They didn't have FBI coats on. They tried to actually do it, you know, real low key. But it was Trump that told everybody the FBI raided. They went to the safe.
But if that was Obama, they'd have had all the cameras out.
Oh, man.
Come on, man. They'd have had the helicopters.
They went in Melania's closet. Like, it was Trump really that kind of blew this up. But, you know, now, you know, and of course, you know, we're looking and saying, like, you know what clip we need? That they got him clip that's on the meme, the they got him meme. Where they kicked down the doors. Like, and the guy's like, you know, everybody, we got him. And everybody's like cheering and stuff. We need that. I don't know that. When they arrest this dude.
When?
Well, I don't know. Because it's some gangster shit happening. But anyway, so, you know, the fallout. No.
Is this bigger than Nixon and Watergate?
Oh, this is 10,000 times. Just because, like, we didn't have social media, right? We didn't have...
If there would have been true social back then.
if Nixon had true social, it would have been
in the 70s in the Nixon administration.
And I think, like, Nixon, like, Nixon understood, I think, at the time, like, let me just fall back, take this.
Yeah.
You know, and then I think Gerald Ford ended up pardoning Nixon anyway. And he just kind of like went off and did his own thing. Trump is not playing with this. You know what I'm saying?
No, Trump,
you know, talked about the FBI might have planned and stuff. Merrick Garland, the attorney general, then like unsealed the warrant. We find out that they were looking for top classified items.
Merrick Garland is like Tywin Lannister. Like,
it's a lot of chess
coming
happening.
For his.
Yes.
Man.
So then we find out that it was some nuclear secrets, possibly in these top secret documents. We find out that Trump was subpoenaed in the spring and could have turned these documents over, but chose not to
because he declassified them.
Well, and that's the question. Like, there's a whole, that again, I'm learning. We found out there's a whole process for declassification.
No, Trump just said, hey, these are no longer what you're looking. He's like Jedi mind trick. These aren't the documents you're looking for.
Right. Then Trump said Obama has 33 million documents. Then we found out that, no, Obama doesn't have them. The National Library actually have them. They're like, why are we getting dragged into this? They issued something that said, hey, actually, we have the document. There's a whole process that the National Archives and National Library goes through to make sure there's not classified documents. Then we found out that possibly maybe somebody snitching.
He trying to
throw it. Man, on Trump. Trump is wondering,
messy.
Is somebody wearing a wire? Are the phone tapped? You know what I'm saying? So, like, I guess, like, where? Okay, so.
As always.
Miracle, I'm coming to you, Miracle. I'm coming to you, Miracle. Because,
there
like.
There has to be a snitch.
Right now we have, like, because. And I'm coming to you, Miracle, because. On multiple occasions.
He ain't going down, friend.
Miracle.
He's not going down.
Okay, so Miracle, now we have three investigations happening. Two federal, right? Uh-huh. There's a federal investigation into these three, they said Trump violated the Espionage Act and two other. Remember, it was Trump himself that changed the mishandling of classified documents into a felony. That means 5 years, right? So you have that. You also have a federal investigation into January 6th. A congressperson from Pennsylvania, I think his name is Scott Perry, got his phone taken. Miracle, they came and the feds pulled up. The
feds is watching.
We want the text messages. Took his phone. A sitting congressperson. Right? And then you have, you know, it's look, Giuliani's a target now in Georgia. You're telling me that Donald Trump is going to avoid all of this?
He's white. He's a white man with money. And it's not even that.
He is a white man with money. I mean, that is true.
They literally told you on camera, we are overthrowing the government. And everyone's like, what can we do?
True.
I don't understand. Absolutely.
If only there was a president in office.
I don't understand what more of a confession or conspiracy is needed.
Yeah.
No, Trump is smart. He's saying this is not declassified, so he's saying he did have the intent.
He's saying they were declassified.
I mean, he's saying this; these are not classified materials.
Right, correct.
So he's trying to say he doesn't have the intent to commit a crime. Here's the thing. Black people be like, defund the police.
Didn't Wesley Snipes do like 5 years for some tax purpose?
But you don't see black people ramming the FBI office and shooting people and going to war.
100%.
The soldiers of Trump are going to war. I'm going to rat-a-ta-ta. He's not going to jail. He's not getting arrested. They're going to cut some backroom deal. He's not going to do the perp walk. We're not going to see his mugshot. And he's just not going to run for president next year.
He's saying, I didn't kill that man. He was dead when I got here.
That man ran into my gun.
Well, this is actually what he said. Okay. He said, nuclear weapons issue is a hoax. Just like Russia was a hoax. Two impeachments were a hoax. The Mueller investigation was a hoax. And much more.
They were all weather balloons.
But the thing
he says, same sleazy people involved. Why wouldn't the FBI allow inspections of the area at Mar-a-Lago with our lawyers and others present? Made them wait outside in the heat? Wouldn't let them even get close? Said absolutely not. Planting information, anyone? So this is Trump.
The fact that you think that you can get a search warrant and walk and escort the police.
Yes.
As they search your shit for illegal things is mind-boggling to me.
Yes.
Like, when the police knock down your door, they tell you to get the F outside. 100%. And you can't do nothing.
Trump's like, you know, you used to answer to me.
Like, when my friend got raided, they even took his security system, said you can't even see what we did in your place. Yeah. So the idea that he is throwing a temper tantrum, talking about they had to be outside when he lives in fucking Florida. Like, friend, it's hot outside. That's why you picked Florida. It's kind of funny to me. Like, he's getting treated like everybody else, and he's like, How dare they do this to me?
And this is after he, you know, said investigate Hillary Clinton. She should be investigated. That, you know, if If the FBI was investigator, obviously that means she's corrupt. Just the investigation means she's corrupt. Now he's saying, you know, he's a target. It's a witch hunt. They're trying to plant evidence. They're trying to stop him. And like you said, his followers are charged up about it. You know what I'm saying? Did you have any comment on the raid fallout trouble?
Man, I just think it's funny. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like you have this dude, Trump, just sitting here telling us all this shit, trying to blow it up, make it seem like something other than it is.
Yeah.
And it's like coming out that he's doing it and he's still just like, I stand by what I said.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I just think, you know, it's the most white shit I ever seen.
And not only, but it's not only Trump, right? I mean, mm-hmm. it's Trump, you know, all of these Congress people and senators and folks like were trying to say this was politically motivated. And just mm-hmm. like you said, it's funny because here's the Republicans that's supposed to be like, law and order and rules and regulations.
No,
and
said, fuck that.
If you I just follow the nonsense. Rules, right? And now it's like,
they want
hellfire
and brimstone.
Yeah, just like you said, defund the FBI. They're saying that this is politically motivated. Even when the warrant was open, you still had, well, when the warrant's open, it's been a little bit quieter. But like you said, here are Trump's soldiers in action, right? And one of the Trump, you know, the people that was on Truth Social, on Trump's social media, went into an FBI office in outside of Cincinnati.
He had
body armor.
About it.
He had like a nail gun, and he was killed.
Is this the wire?
And he called had a people to arms.
He about to put him in the bando. This nigga Chris and Snoop. He had a nail gun.
That's what they said. They said, you know, he had fired a nail gun.
Man,
it said he attempted to breach the visitor screening area at the FBI office.
That's all they heard.
And he was. Oh no, it said he exchanged gunfire with police. My fault. And sustained injuries, and he died. And you know, he actually put something on.
They're gonna martyr him.
I mean, it's a possibility. You know what I'm saying? This is what he put on Truth Social. He had a Truth Social account. This is what he wrote.
I mean,
he
Truth
said,
"Truth Social does not pay for advertising here.
But I'm saying, like, we might need to start monitoring this. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
We might need to do a search of one hood on this bad boy.
No, we are already on the hit list. If it happens, it happens. Until then, we'll have a good life.
But this is what he said. He said, people, this is it. This is Ricky Schiffer, the guy who wrote up on the FBI. I hope a call to arms comes from somebody better qualified, but if not, this is your call to arms for me. Leave work tomorrow as soon as the gun shop opens. Get whatever you need to be ready for combat. We must not tolerate this one. We have been conditioning. They've been conditioning us to accept tyranny and think we can't do anything. This time we must respond with force. And so this is, and so like you said, you had armed people outside of the Phoenix FBI office. Ironically, somebody was standing outside of a sign that talked about traitors with the Confederate flag. Was kind of weird. So you have like these protests now of the FBI. Apparently, you know, they're saying somebody from Trump's office gave the warrant to Breitbart. They published the FBI agents' names
and
addresses and children. I mean, this is getting wild right now.
Come here. I want you on me. I'm talking to the camera right now. This is what he meant when he told white supremacists to stand back and stand by.
Yeah, that's what he did.
This is exactly what he meant. Yeah. And people were like, oh, that, you know, that was just so innocuous. No, it wasn't. Yeah. Nothing he says is like an accident.
No.
He's not like this bumbling fool that just happened to stumble into the Oval Office.
No.
Right? This is calculated, and all this language is very precise.
I mean, he just said, you know, he did an interview. And to me, this is like a threat, right? This is how I read this. He said, he basically said, terrible things are going to happen if Americans' frustrations linked to the search are not abated. He said he's offered assistance to the Department of Justice as the investigation continues to calm things down, because the temperature has to be brought down in this country. If it isn't, terrible things are going to happen. To me, this is like some gangster threat stuff, right?
Isn't that what
Dumbledore... y'all keep pressing me.
That's what Dumbledore said to Harry Potter.
There's dark and dangerous times ahead, Harry.
So, again, right. It's the night is dark and full of terrors.
Yeah, man. Like, yo, that is some foreboding shit.
Hey, but I'm saying, that's what I'm saying. So, like, I look at this miracle, and again, like, we've had, like, right now, you know, because we talk about it, right? You know, you talk about the rap act and the idea that, like right now, like, hip-hop artists are being arrested because of the lyrics that they're saying in their songs, right? Here is a man who is ranting on his social media. You know it's coming from him. He's demanding, like, he demanded the documents back. You know,
give me my guns and drugs.
Right, all of that. and he's rallying up his base, right? And it's like, and actual violence is happening. We know it's coming from him rallying up his base again, but it seems like nothing can be done. They can't say, yo, like, I guess, I mean, he owns Truth Social. They can't take it away from him, but somebody can't say, yo, you can't be on your phone? Like, yeah, this
they
is
don't
crazy.
Want to.
Okay, they can
they
do that.
Don't want to. Yeah, you can sit there and say, as part of the condition, you know, on your under investigation, you know, you can't talk to about the case.
He said they broke into his home. No, he did.
That's what a, bro, that's what a search warrant is. Like, bro, a part of me is wrestling with the idea that these alt-right fascists are about to take over the abolition movement.
Oh, yeah.
They like, fuck the police, defund the police, give us our... I'm like, dang, like all this stuff we've been fighting for, they're just about to really make it a reality, like defunding the IRS. Like, they just out here, and it's kind of, it's weird. It's a weird moment.
It is a super weird moment.
But it's like, he out here doing obstruction of justice.
100%.
At the very least.
Tampering with evidence. Like, in real time.
In our face. He's playing in our face, Miracle.
Anything. And it's just like, that's why I don't believe any consequences are going to befall him. Because if you're under investigation and you go on Facebook and say something about your case, locally, they taking you to Allegheny. 100%.
Right, you know, you're
going to be up under the jail until your next court date.
And they will say, like, they will say, you're not allowed. Like, we've seen people, like, get banned or their social media. I forgot about that one. Their social media be taken away over much less, right? Right. Here's, now, can you read that for us?
Yeah.
My eyes don't go that far.
I'm putting it back. Okay. Just left a large gathering of people, and all they could talk about was the complete and total stranglehold that the radical left Democrats have over the DOJ and FBI.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be that way. Nobody goes after Black Lives Matter, Antifa, or the rest, despite murder, beatings, and burning down large sections of cities. A very unfair double standard.
You say murders and beatings and... You
mean the police?
You mean the Capitol riot?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on. They definitely won't attack the home of the former Democratic president.
What?
Nor should they. That's a hell of a... It is also out of control. Great simmering anger.
That's what I'm saying. Great simmering anger.
Great simmering anger.
And again, like you said, like, so Miracle, the fact that, like, they're continuing to allow him... I mean, is it that, you know, like this kind of... I guess quasi-democracy, it's almost like getting what it deserves in a sense, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like, in a sense, like, not, it wasn't just the radical right, it was also the failure of the Democratic Party. All of this kind of, empowered and, like, led to Trump, and including the media who loves to you know,
did you
see
do the
Trump
dance?
Is that the Donald Trump? Do the Donald Trump. So, I mean,
we're trying to hit the WAP.
No, the AB.
The AB. I just it's wild that, like, we know what the end game. Like, we've seen it. We saw this movie already. We saw the insurrection, right? So it's like Trump is almost he's really
that was chapter one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's weaponizing his base to almost as a shield to prevent himself from being actually prosecuted. Trump. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think it was like isn't the movie like Redwood?
Rosewood,
Tulsa. You know how the very end of the movie, and it's like all these black people were murdered, and no one was ever brought to justice.
True.
It's kind of like. Yeah. America almost has a history of letting violent white people behave badly.
Man, if only you could teach that.
You know? And,
if only we were allowed to teach that history.
Not doing anything.
Yeah.
I think as black people, it's different for us because we came up under the RICO and this, like, the feds doing a sweep. One black person does something wrong, mm-hmm. and we're used to everybody's car getting searched. Mm-hmm. We're used to everybody having to stay in the neighborhood. We're used to, like, everybody getting arrested on a gang charge.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so for us, we can't fathom what is happening. And this is literal instance of white supremacy.
Yeah.
These people raided the Capitol, planned it for weeks and months, and didn't even get a gang charge. Didn't even get any type of extra charges, any heightened requirements. And so for us as a black people, we're looking at this like if this was in our neighborhood.
Yeah, 100%.
If three of us in one hood shirts went and jumped somebody.
Come on, man. Our
bank accounts would be frozen. 100%. They'd be seizing all of our property.
Our social media would be frozen. Yeah.
All type of stuff. And so we're looking at that through what these experiences of like what would have happened if Donald Trump was a black man. If Donald Trump was Young Thug, like what would what would be happening to him? And the reality is Donald Trump is this person with power who people believe in, and not just people, who Biden and Democrats believe in.
True.
And who need to be around, because you talk about, you know, Nancy Pelosi, we need a strong Republican Party.
Absolutely.
You know, all of these Democrats are like, you know, we can't do this too close to the election.
Right. Yeah, they, scary.
That moderate that MLK talked about really is a Democratic Party. And so there is no political will to do these arrests, to do these prosecutions, to do these trials. Yeah. And that's the reality of it. We all know that man's guilty.
100%.
We all know he's like, hey, go like fuck shit up. But he gets to do it and over and over and over again. And everybody just lets him. They let him do it. They let his friends do it. They let his sons do it. They let.
I mean, that's the infatuation with. White people say that black people have with American gangster culture, but you created it.
100%. Right?
You know what I mean? Like this, the blueprint is in the fabric of America. Like you know, champion the moonshiners, you champion all this shit because you know how, because you make Hollywood blockbusters off of it.
America's a criminal country.
It's a criminal country. Like America is a criminal enterprise.
Yeah. But I mean, we are seeing that the interesting thing is we are seeing like, we saw like one of his CFO of Trump Organization like plead guilty. But we've seen this. We've seen all these people around him also like go to jail and be indicted. And, you know, one of the documents supposedly was the where he pardoned Roger Stone, right? Who was indicted, right? The federal grand jury summoned one of his White House lawyers. That's the investigation into January 6th. And so, I mean, at least we see some movement. And then you had, of course, Donald Trump, who famously said that if you plead the fifth,
then you guilty.
Only the mob pleads the fifth. You know, plead the fifth in a deposition in the case in New York City over his, like, horrible business dealings.
But he had to plead the fifth.
So here's the question for everybody. I mean, this is the man that said he could go out in the middle of
Times Square
and shoot somebody. Is there any, like, if I mean, what? Is there a threshold that, like, Trump could do this? Like, if we find out, like, he's a Russian agent, I mean, I don't know. I mean,
like the Manchurian candidate?
I mean, what could Trump do that, like, his followers would finally say, okay, enough's enough? Is there a threshold?
No, except for being arrested and prosecuted. People like Trump because of the power that he represents. Let's Teflon be Don. Honest.
Yeah.
98% of people want to live like Trump. They want to
illegally
make money. They want to fraternize with multiple people. They want to hang out with their friends and do hood rat shit with their friends. And not definitely get caught for it.
Yeah.
Most people want to, and that's why they like him, because if they were in Trump's shoes,
they'd be doing the same thing.
Yeah.
They'd be doing the same exact thing.
And
how somebody come to your job and they're going to fire you, and you're like, I don't want to leave. You know what you going to do. You know, I'm not fucking leaving. Like, you know, what you going to do? Like, come get it. And so that's what they like.
You're 1,000%. I mean, this is kind of like that American fantasy, right? Telling the FBI go to hell, like, you know, being able to just do all crime after crime after crime, getting away with it, getting more powerful, richer.
He's just celebrating it.
Yeah, yeah.
He just like literally on camera
selling secrets to Saudi Arabia, getting richer and more money and more, you know what I'm saying? And he just like, yo, right. And he's because he's still basically campaigning. He's still going to rallies. He's still getting love and support.
I think there is something that Trump could do that would make his followers look at him kind of weird. If he was like, you know what? We as white people are inherently racist. We should probably start teaching critical race theory in schools again.
I could see it would almost be like that moment in Dave Chappelle where the black Klansman like took his hood off.
Yeah, man.
And then the white guy's head just explodes. Like if Trump said that, like literally their heads would explode. Like they would, and they would make some, you know, maybe, you know, somebody planted a chip in him. And I mean, oh my God. Yeah, this is nuts. It would take like, it would probably take him being arrested and like, once he's arrested, like he doesn't like, I don't know. Do they take your wig off when you get go to jail? Like,
do they?
Yeah. And, right,
mm-hmm. Wig so then, off, right. Nails off.
That's what I'm saying.
Remember Lil Wayne had to remove his teeth.
Oh, yeah. God.
So that's what I'm saying. Like seeing him in jail, like bald, no orange makeup on, like how he really is, and that probably would be the only thing that would cause people to be like, yeah, it's a wrap. I'm saying it is a wrap. Man, any last comments on
I've never wanted to see somebody go to jail so bad.
No. Like dust the ice cream, my brother.
I've never wanted to see somebody behind bars so bad, man.
I mean, just like you said, I mean, well, according to Miracle, our dream is not going to come true.
But see, here's the
let
thing.
Let me ask you this, Miracle.
Wait.
Okay.
Go ahead. No, you had a bad day. Go ahead, my brother.
Is there like, let's say in a perfect world, we're already past the perfect world, but right now, he does get charged. Uh-huh. Let's just say, okay? Uh-huh. What are we looking at in terms of sentencing, reprimand?
Oh, to see like an El Chapo freedom. They about to break him out of their broadcast.
Oh, he's already built his own jail.
Right, carry him on their shoulders. You already know.
It's about to be the biggest breakout since Asada, if that
man. Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Well, I mean, I think we don't, it would depend, Farouk, on what he's charged with, right?
Right.
So we don't know, like, if he's charged with, like, violating the Espionage Act, what that carries.
And that's treason, right?
A pardon.
I
said before Biden would pardon Trump 1,000%.
1,000% Biden's gonna do it. Kamala definitely.
Yes, Kamala cop will.
Yeah.
Hey, yo, if somehow Trump was found guilty, and Biden and Kamala pardon Trump.
She gonna throw up the AKA sign and pardon him.
Hey, you talk about I would there is no way I'm voting for any of y'all mugs.
You pardon Trump.
No, I'm not
going to
go to Santa. I'm out.
You pardon Trump, and then you got to pardon everybody who got the PPP loans.
Come on.
You just need a clean slate for everybody.
Shake the edge of sketch.
Everybody get
But no, home. But I'm just saying, if you went through all that, and this man finally got him, and we play our little clips, they got him. And you part, hey, yo. Nah, man, nah.
It's not like it's white collar crime. They're not all they want to do well, is make sure you don't run again.
That's the classified, right? And I agree with that.
I'm not going to run. Sure. I'm joking. I'm not going to endorse anybody. I'm joking.
Well, so Miracle, he said that. He actually said, "What's that?" Oh yeah, that's it. That's it right there. You got to turn up a little bit.
What?
That's the we got him. You know what I'm saying? You ever seen that little meme?
Yo.
We got him. Yeah. Hey, yo. Hey, I'm putting that on the loop and I'm partying. I'm
turn that foolishness off.
Yeah. Come on, Merrick.
Thank you, Jack.
Merrick, let's do this. But I agree with you, Miracle. But Trump actually said that. Trump actually said if he agreed not to run, all of this would stop. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All of this would stop. And that might
who
be.
Who said it? Merrick Garland said this?
No, Trump. Donald Trump said it.
Oh, he said, I could make it all stop.
He said, basically, if he agreed not to run again, that they would stop all of it. And that might be the deal. Yeah. The deal behind
He's
the scenes
in love
might
with
be.
His own supply.
I'm not, yeah, yeah, I'm not going to run again. I'm not going to say.
I thought I was narcissistic. Jesus Christ.
Hey, bro, this dude is over.
Man, that's goals.
Tippy top. So we also got. It's a lot more to cover.
I do have a question before you move on.
Come on, Trouble.
Because I'm noticing that like a lot of these Republicans and Trumpians are losing faith in the justice system.
Oh.
I'm wondering,
is it the injustice system now?
I'm wondering if there's an opportunity there because we have been saying defund the police for a long time.
Yes, we have
been.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Miracle said that before, that that's the only way that it would happen.
And Miracle also said, and we gave you your credit on the show, like you talk about often how these right-wing organizations and movements always adopt the language that black people, originate. And so, so is there a possibility? Because it's not like, just like you said, it's not like we've FBI fans, you know what I'm saying? And particularly looking at...
Really? Because last week I couldn't tell. I said, oh, my God.
We was like FBI.
I said, I am embarrassed. You know how you be like this?
we was like, get him. Yeah, but
he's,
you know,
right there.
He's there. He's right. He's on tape, man. Capture this man. But, there's a history of the FBI destabilizing, you know, mm-hmm. black movements. It's all written down. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, like... Is this a moment or, yeah, do we come together and try to, you know, both limit the power of the FBI? How does this work?
I mean, we could generally, but it's going to be the racism for me to be like, ooh.
it's the hate niggers for me.
It's like, I'm not trying to defund the police so you can just come lynch me. And then,
that is true.
For you.
That is
but
true.
I do think that we are going to, it's Dr. Moya Bailey who said, we all live in a globe. We can't throw away anyone. We're all going to have to work together at some point. Mm-hmm. Paraphrasing.
Unless I go to space.
Yeah, that is true.
Fuck these niggas. I'm going to space.
You know who? Maybe. But, so yeah, I think there is a huge conversation that can be had around governments of power because Republicans originally were about limited government.
100%.
And stopping government overreach, and then they decided to use government to control people's lives. So I do think that there is some middle ground. Like, literally, like, if Donald Trump linked up with YSL in Georgia, it'd be different. Mm. Like, you know what I mean?
Yves Saint Laurent?
No, Thug and Gunna. Oh, okay. Right? Because the DA's coming after him.
Yeah.
And she's coming after all the black people, right?
Yes.
And so that's the opportunity right there, but people aren't thinking like that.
No, they're not.
And so there is.
He'd have ASAP, Kodak, YSL,
ASAP might Gunna? Need some help soon, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, facts.
Hey, yo, it's getting,
that
it's
Trump good. Mixtape would be fire.
Listen, DJ Khaled would die for that collab.
Oh, 100%.
You know, 100%. But there really is. And I say this all the time watching these hearings. It's very weird because we have conversations about how we protest, how we move and operate. And they be like, F the FBI and show up with guns.
And show up with guns.
And nothing happens to them.
Nothing.
Like,
absolutely
the
nothing
same of us
happens
that, like,
to them.
Murdered Fred Hampton in his sleep.
Yeah.
These people just like go up there and be like, fuck you, I want to kill you, and nothing happens.
And it's all good.
It's weird to watch, but it's like
super weird to watch.
Maybe they're maybe the white supremacists are the Malcolm X to our movement. You know what I mean? Maybe.
Right, yeah. No, I get what you're saying. That is a great point.
Maybe they're the ones who literally push abolition to the forefront.
Absolutely.
And then we all can benefit off of it because that funding and those alternatives that we've been demanding.
Our ancestors are spinning in their graves right now.
Yeah, but I don't know.
But I think also it's like the sad reality is we never benefit, even if you look at like a policy like affirmative action, you know, the people who benefited the most from affirmative action were white women, right? So it's always like, even if it looks promising, we always seem to, as black people, like never reap the full benefits of these policies. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, hey, bro.
Space, man.
But, you know, there has been, you know, speaking of, I guess, this is a Fed case, right? It said the Fed, you know, like Merrick Garland is kind of on.
I mean, Giuliani probably sweating the rest of his hair dye off.
Well, that's a state issue because they said he is a target in this investigation in Georgia. But one of the officers that was responsible for Breonna Taylor's death, Kelly Goodlett, has pleaded guilty.
Not Officer Meany.
Not Officer Meany. Mm-hmm. Officer Meany. So Officer Goodlatch has pleaded guilty. It doesn't necessarily say that in that plea, if that includes like testifying against her fellow officers. So that's some good news. And shout out to the folks, because then I guess the former governor, or wait, before you play that, pause that for a second. Let's set this up. This is, you know, Daniel Cameron was the attorney general of Kentucky. Black in skin. Let's just put that on his
black in skin.
Skin only, right? His skin is black. But he refused to even take this case on, refused to prosecute these officers. And now he's running for governor. And he had a rally. And shout out to the organizers of the Justice for Breonna Taylor
love
movement,
this
because they had a little something to say when he was, you know, doing his thing. Breonna Taylor. And that's what I've seen during the devastation left by the tornadoes. He tried to.
He really did.
He tried to keep going. I would have loved
did
to have
did he eventually
like,
get off?
Or
did
he, oh, yeah, I mean, he. Pause.
Pause.
I mean, you know, he powered through it.
Yeah.
But that should have, every time this man shows
that
up.
That should be the status quo.
That
should be what
should
happens.
That
happen
yeah, every
absolutely.
Time
absolutely.
He goes anywhere. I would have loved to get, like, some camera, like, when he left, like, what he thought
yeah.
about what happened.
If they had, like, a hot mic.
Oh, yeah, that would have been amazing. Yeah.
Who the fuck let these niggas do it?
Now you want to be black. Don't be black now.
Right, yeah.
Don't try to turn up and get tough now.
It's like the newscaster that had the bug on his mouth.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
The fuck got me out of these country motherfuckers. Today, the high is going to be... What the fuck?
That's probably exactly how we sounded, too. So hopefully, I mean, you know, hopefully, and I think that's what we're hoping that all of this, you know, what's happening and all this white supremacy.
Daniel Cameron really is Tom Dubois from the Boondocks.
He definitely is. He is Tom Dubois from the Boondocks.
Shut the fuck up, Tom.
1,000%. So, man, again, it's a lot of different places to go. Let's keep on the police. If we can get that sound of the police drop.
Yeah, man, I got you.
What time is it?
That's the sound of the police.
Ooh, yes.
That's the sound of the police.
So it seems like police all over the country.
Let's start here first.
No. These police don't like to take.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Take
orders
from
a black woman.
Yeah,
you know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah.
We just had a few weeks ago where a black woman was named like the head of the town.
In North Carolina, right?
Yeah, North Carolina. And like the whole police department like quit in protest.
It was like, fuck it. And they quit through Facebook. They put up a message and it was like an away message, like on Instant Messenger. They put the chimes up.
I'm sorry.
If you're reading this, it's too late.
But you know, ironically, you said starting here because Commander Brackney, who was the police chief in Charlottesville, is from Pittsburgh, right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's from Pittsburgh. She was a commander of one of the zones in Pittsburgh for many, many years. Somebody that the police, the Pittsburgh community is very familiar with. She went to be the first black woman police chief in Charlottesville to kind of restore the public trust in the police department. Remember when the Charlottesville riot took place, when white supremacists went down there and went crazy, when Heather Heyer was ran over by one of these white supremacists, they were firing guns in public. Police didn't do anything. Like, police, like, watched these white supremacists, like, go crazy.
It was like, damn, if I had to pull the night shift, I'd be out here with you.
Right, because black people got beat up, other people got beat up, police didn't do anything. So they bring in Commander or Chief Brackney to kind of restore that. You know, of course, it's the media thing, right? And it said it got to the point where she feared for her own public safety. Now, think about this. Mm-hmm. This is the chief of police afraid of police, right? Fearing for her own public safety because the police might do harm with her, and she's the chief.
This speaks volumes about the state of policing.
It says, and this is from The Root. It said that she felt the need to double down on her personal safety, unholstering her gun as she left headquarters. Brackney's fear, however, was not prompted by the activity on the streets or even the ongoing threats made against the police department over the years. Instead, she found herself afraid of her own subordinate. Cops that wanted her gone after making some controversial yet necessary shakeups throughout the force. Like, you're not even safe as a black person if you're the chief of police.
No.
This is crazy.
The article later goes on to state, Brackney realized that the police department operated with a toxic, insular culture that promoted an us-versus-them mentality as the relationship between the public and the government remained fractured after 2017. She immediately got to work on rectifying the issues, and that's when them niggas was like, nah.
Hey, she said, listen, it said, however, not long after Brackney was sworn in, she was already catching glimpses of the challenges she was to encounter in the upcoming years. In the first few days, a new police chief said she was approached in the hall by a commander who told her, I voted Republican, and I don't drink any fucking pumpkin lattes.
What? I mean, what's wrong with pumpkin spice?
Just imagine you just walking through the hallway. I mean, but that's kind of like a threat, right?
I kind of equate pumpkin spice with white supremacy, though.
Well, like, that's hilarious.
So, yeah, I mean, like, to me,
you don't equate that with fall? The fall, maybe?
There's a whole, like, pumpkin spice latte Karen.
Yeah, there is. Yes.
I mean, now, don't get me wrong.
He drank it, though.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
It is fire.
Yeah. It's not bad, man.
So, comments on the black woman police chief fearing for her life from other cops. Miracle?
I mean...
It ain't no fun when the rapper got the gun.
I mean,
I wouldn't have been there in the first place. Like, sometimes being first isn't worth it.
Miracle. Come through.
To be very honest, sometimes being the first or the only really isn't worth it.
Yeah.
And here, it's the same thing that happened with Chief McClay here in Pittsburgh, true, different places.
Yeah.
These cops do not want to reform. They became cops.
No.
You know, not to serve and protect, but to have that power.
Absolutely.
Like,
because they was getting their ass whipped in high school.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like failed athlete to police officer, or bully to police officer. Absolutely. Pipeline. But let me stop because that sounds rude.
It's a fact, though. It's a fact.
Some of these officers do not want to change.
They don't.
They like the fact.
I would even say most of the officers.
Yeah,
they like the fact that they can brutalize.
Yes.
With a bandit. It's like this carte blanche to do whatever.
1,000%.
Like, we are so consumed with power that we don't think about it. And what she did, she literally said, like, hey, y'all can't be doing the stuff that's harmful anymore.
Right.
And instead of saying, what can we do?
Yes.
How can we come together? How can we create new positions? How can we create new avenues for promotions? A new metric to review community engagement? They basically boycotted her.
Yeah. And quit. And like mass resignation. They basically was like, if I can't brutalize black people and be racist in your face, I quit. You know what I mean? That's basically what they're saying.
This ain't it. I don't want it.
Yes. He's like, I voted Republican. I don't drink. Like, we do things this way. We beat up black people. We support Donald Trump. You know what I'm saying?
Man. Yeah.
Like, that's what we do. We arrest and harass black and brown folks. And like you said, getting the police to change that culture, it's like that they would rather quit and not have a job.
And to me, that makes no sense, because if I was a police officer, I don't want to be hanging out with y'all niggas. Look, I'm just gonna be very honest. I don't want to be chasing nobody. I don't want to be taking out my gun. I don't want to be arresting people. There's monkeypox. There's COVID. So to me, anything that would make my life easier, I would be for it. Like, I gotta go play basketball. Some 100%. Kids.
Right.
Okay, I'll do that. Some ice cream. Go, like, cut somebody's yard for propaganda. Okay, I could do that. It just boggles the mind about how these officers refuse to do anything different.
Yeah.
And even, like, here in Pittsburgh, because when I first got to Pittsburgh, that was one of the first initiatives I worked on. And they were like, we're not doing it.
Right.
we will not, no extra classes, no extra like, we will not. And it's like, but we're telling you it'll make you safer. And they're like, fuck that. And so to me, it, I just don't get it.
Yeah. I mean, well, I think, I mean, the race, it's the racism for them. I mean, I guess. Trouble?
So I was looking at this quote in the article that says, my first concern is that the chief is more focused on her political career and personal interests over the safety and mental health of her officers. And how I interpret what is being said is like, listen, she's not letting us be racist and we're kind of depressed about it. And she's forcing us to treat black people with respect. Yes. So everything that she says is political and personal, and we don't want anything to do with it.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
And hang an officer out to dry means she's holding you accountable for the wrongdoing that you're doing as an officer. And that's another thing, Miracle. Like you said, it's like they've been allowed to like operate with impunity and not be held accountable for all the wrongdoing. So the minute somebody comes in, and it's like you got to listen to a black woman? Oh, man.
I feel like we all have that one friend who, like, you got to, you have to sit down and be like, hey, the way you move and you can't move no more. Like, we've all had to have those conversations. And the fact that, like, you can't call your own officers in and be like, hey, it's a new day. Shit, we used to, we can't do that no more. We got to grow up. It's weird. It's just like
no, nigga, we quit, nigga.
A temper tantrum,
and then they'll go become sheriffs, which are just they're unchecked.
Yeah,
and that's what happens.
Yeah, and so apparently she was fired, and she's suing for both gender and race based discrimination.
Get your money, sis.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Hope she wins
cash out, man,
and gets her money. There's another black woman that's suing. The L.A. Unified School District.
That shit is fucking wild.
Over a
cotton picking.
Oh, yeah.
They said a cotton field was.
It's like
a cotton field was set up in an elementary school that was intended to teach students about the experiences of
slavery. We are done with this.
That teacher 1,000% said, you can call me master today.
Could you imagine walking into class and it's, hey, what is this? In the middle? Oh, it's a cotton field.
This is why they don't want cell phones. You're going to be a slave today. This is why they do not want cell phones in school.
Oh, my God.
You cannot document this stuff. But it reminds me of the fire chief who went to the Juneteenth party, and they were making fun of Juneteenth. It was like, there's a black firefighter, and he was like, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
Like, I don't get it. My comedy is not the same as other people.
Well, Miracle, apparently the educational setup was to help students gain a real-life experience as to what African-American slaves had endured.
No, there's books for that.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
We got 12 Years a Slave. We got all that shit. Like, we got Roots, bro. I don't need to revisit this, man. Like, I won't pick cotton out of aspirin bottle. Fuck is you talking about,
Like, they had their summer lesson planning, and they said we need immersive experiences for our youth.
Wow.
And you know that teacher I got it.
You know what? Cotton fields.
What? One day as Pitts was dropping off her daughter on campus, she saw a cotton field in front of school. What the hell is this? And called to speak with the school's principal. He explained the class was reading Frederick Douglass' autobiography, and that
have to do with anything?
He was a slave.
They wanted these students to have a real life experience of slavery, Farouk.
This is why I want to go to space, man.
Oh my God.
I feel like for all of that, you could just like schedule a field trip to the jail. You know what I'm saying?
Real rap.
Guys? We're going to see your moms and dads today. Like, that's what you know what I mean? That's the same type of time. Type of time they'd have been on, man. Like,
oh my God.
It said the school.
Moms and dads are going to the local
that
jail.
That is hilarious. The school didn't obtain permission from parents for their students to participate, nor were they informed about the project's existence. The school district later released a statement to a reporter saying it regrets that an institutional activity in the garden was constructed as culturally insensitive.
Are they growing cotton?
It said they had a variety of fruits
and they said in vegetables and other plants, they said it's been a place for years and has never been used to reenact historical events. So I guess that they was like, we're going to get some free labor today.
But I'm very confused. So they planted cotton?
It looks like some type of makeshift cotton field was put out there in their garden. You know what I'm saying?
And isn't like
you know what goes
cotton
into
has
planting
thistles.
Cotton?
Like, that is intentional. Somebody came up with this a couple years ago. It was like, hey, listen,
like, we're going to be extra racist.
Right. By the time these kindergartners are in grade five, they're going to be ready to pick
some cotton. That's what I'm confused about, because cotton is not a crop that just pops up.
No, it doesn't.
Like, you have to have soil and tilling, like,
and then your mom was probably driving, like, I wonder what kind of project this is. Hey, wait a second.
Bugs and pesticides.
Is that a cotton field?
I guess a music class, did they teach them Negro spirituals?
Oh,
I
my hope God.
Wait in the water.
You got to get some fire albums.
But it also shows, like, how when we talk about, like, the effect just going to school. Like, you're just a black person going to school, and you show up, and it's a cotton field there, and now you got to be forced into slavery. If you're not a good enough slave, you might not get a good grade. And this is like, you know, they said she was like afraid to tell her mom and didn't want to start no trip. I mean, think about this. And like,
she couldn't tell her mom she had. That's why.
Man. And it's like, how does that affect your psyche? It's like, you know, there's.
But we still can't have CRT.
I mean, hey, bro, there's another. Right.
Yeah, man.
Was CRT right there.
Cotton rich teaching. Cotton rich teaching. Oh, shit.
What's CRT? Oh, my God. Oh, my Lord. Oh, CPT, man. Cotton picking teacher.
Man.
But it's, you know, just to tell the guy to go about it, you know, in Philadelphia, they had the actual skulls of black people on display in the classroom for years. And it's like,
it's like Django.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like, what do you... Right, because it was the guy, if you remember Django...
Yeah, phrenology, Monsieur Chagall.
Right.
Yeah, Monsieur Chagall.
A study that has been debunked
as phrenology.
Absolutely racist, mm-hmm. right? That they would try to say the black skull and the white skull was different, and that's why black people were slaves. But the University of Pennsylvania had these skulls on display of black people until 2020. So, like, you're a black person. You're going to the University of Pennsylvania.
That's why I don't like going to museums.
You're already in a minority. I'm just saying, you're already in a minority. And do you got to walk past black skulls? I mean, what in the fuck?
You know, I love me a museum. But I like an art museum where people have, like, donated their own art. They curate their own galleries and exhibits. That's one of the reasons why I love modern art so much. But the reality is, the museums, the medical industry, it's all based on literal desecration of black people.
100%.
Anthropology, you literally just go dig up people's graves and shit and just be like, look at this bowl, look at this bone, look at this skull. We don't really value other cultures as, 100%. You know, as much. And we see that all the time. And I just couldn't imagine your professor was like, look at the teeth.
Yes.
Look at the note. And you're supposed to touch, and it's just like.
Yeah. And this is
so dehumanizing.
Right. And remember, this is after they found the remains of the move children, like just being used in the classroom, like every day, and like openly talked about, you know?
And they didn't even tell the families. And it's just like, we gotta do better.
This is
Where is the flood? Where is the fire? Like, where is the end of the world?
Just bring it on at this point. I'm waiting.
It's pretty much over. Any other comments? Are we ready to wrap it up?
I'm ready for the end of days, Let's wrap it all up.
We don't want to talk about how the Academy Awards apologized to
Will Smith?
I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right. Sachin Littlefeather. For her mistreatment at the 1973 Oscars, so they're finally apologizing.
Was that John Wayne or whatever?
50 years later, yes. So, it's wild. It's a lot to happen.
They
didn't give
her no money, did they? No.
They need to. Did they give her money? I don't know.
They
just said, our bad.
Our bad. Should protect you when John Wayne tried to sock you.
Yeah. We're sorry.
They only did that because people said, how are you going to get mad at Will Smith for slapping
1,000%
Chris Rock, and you let this man almost beat this indigenous woman talking about rights?
1,000% So they released some statement. But, yeah, that statement do need to come with a check. But are you want to get into our white pages?
I'll let you do that.
You let me do our white pages? Or did you want to do it, Miracle?
I'll do it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Are you an adult? Are you stressed out?
Yes.
Are you going through white supremacy?
We're about to give Farouk some crayons right now.
Did you know that coloring is one of the easiest and fastest ways for you to calm down?
Yes. It is therapeutic.
And make you happy. Well, Wiz Khalifa does. And he has his book.
Wizard Cauliflowers.
The Weed Farm Coloring Book. And you can color... And it's cool. Now he is eating a piece of chicken.
You turned into the most racist page.
Yeah, and it's really cool. We got different things, so you can do it color however you want.
Yes.
You got trees. You got him smiling, looking dapper. And it's a coloring book, and you can get it at your local.
Yes.
Your local. Bookstores.
Pittsburgh's own Wiz Khalifa, who has a new album, Multiverse, out.
And a concert with Fez.
Yeah, he's coming with Logic to Pittsburgh very shortly. Shout out to Wiz, man. Love the brother. He's a professional artist. He does do a lot for the community. Shout out to him. And, touching on that, it was announced today that we were one of the organizations supported by the Mac Miller Fund, which was very special to us. You know what I'm saying? A lot of us, knew Wiz or know Wiz personally, knew Mac personally. May he rest in power. And so for an organization like ours that's rooted in hip-hop culture to receive support from the Mac Miller Fund was a very special thing, particularly because we knew Mac, mm-hmm. loved Mac, did songs and performances with Mac, at the Shadow Lounge. What was the game show?
Rhyme
Calisthenics, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Rhyme Cal. And so, just thank you to the Pittsburgh Foundation and the Mac Miller Fund for supporting the work at One Hood. That's a very special thing for us. And then this weekend, a lot is happening.
Too effing much.
Too much. Yeah. Netroots is coming to Pittsburgh.
No, that's not the only one coming to Pittsburgh.
Yeah, Netroots.
What else is coming in?
DeSantis is coming.
Oh, man, we ain't worried about it. Netroots is coming to Pittsburgh.
I was shook. Lord, we about to get to Tusk.
No, Netroots is coming to Pittsburgh. It's at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. One Hood is very prominently
all kinds of panels.
We're doing a bunch of panels.
Just three of us.
Yeah, we're doing plenty of, but we're going to be presenting. We have a booth that you can come and kick it with One Hood, be a part of the booth, and we're doing an open house on Saturday. We're doing an open house. We have a new space, the Black Box Theater. So we're inviting people to our open house. It's free. We have the fathers of the movement that are going to be in the house. Michael Brown Sr., Jacob Blake Sr., Kenneth Chamberlain Jr., Anthony Joseph Jr., and my brother, Uncle Bobby Johnson, Oscar Grant's uncle. They're all going to be here. We're going to have a catered lunch. So
come and eat in the Black Box.
Come and eat. Come build with us. Come see our new space.
Eat in or eat the...
Hey.
What? I didn't hear what he said.
What? Wait, we're just trying to...
Why did it have to turn?
We're just trying to wrap up. We're from spoon into the... What's going on here?
Man.
So join us. Well, one, if you're coming to Netroots, check us out. And then, join us on Saturday for our open house. And then on the 25th, Bun B, the tickets are going fast, man. It's only... Mm-hmm. A very few amount of tickets left. So if you not got your ticket to Bun B, get your ticket now because it's about to get shut down. Miracle, Friday. You have something happening as well?
Friday.
Oh. Fridays have been a vibe. You know what I'm saying? Fridays have been a vibe. We were able, weather permitted us to go back to Liberty Green last Friday. It was a vibe. We was roller skating.
Yeah, I'm saying.
We had the Mama Licious food truck. Was on deck with the fries. And it was about Crumble Cookie.
Crumble Cookies, man.
Truly appreciate Crumble, you know what I'm saying? For donating. Yes. Go get you some Crumble Cookies for real. And appreciate their support and love. Shout out to Jasmine, who's, leading that, organizing at Liberty Green. So this Friday, if you're not doing nothing, come by Liberty Green Park. It's across from Target in East Liberty. and we're going to have some more vibes. You know what I'm saying? Some music, mm-hmm. some food, you know, kick it with us. We got activities for the children. So, yeah, it's a vibe. So join us, you know, on Friday. And then
One Hood is for the children.
Yes, we're for the children. So we got a lot coming up, you know what I'm saying? On the next Saturday after this, we got another installment of People, Power, and Politics. So it's popping right now at One Hood. So join us. If you want to volunteer, you probably need your help. Holler at us, you know what I'm saying? And then it was also dope. The August Wilson House celebration was dope.
Yeah.
We were able to go. We were able to, you know, it was dope to see Denzel.
I'm surprised you didn't bring your scissors.
You know what? I meant to bring my scissors, too.
Yeah, I'm surprised you didn't bring
Why didn't I bring my scissors? Damn, I'm swole at that. I got to bring the scissors. We're going to, you know, we're going to box the scissors up and put it in a wall. You know what I'm saying? Denzel's scissors. So any last.
Did he give you the scissors? Or did you?
No, so like I'm so leaving with this something. I'll give y'all the thing. All right, Denzel, I'm leaving with something. So Denzel was taking a picture with Ed Gainey and what's our brother? That's the councilman,
Lavelle.
Councilman Lavelle, and so he had the he's putting his arms around Ed Gainey. I was standing right next to the mayor, and he had the scissors in his hands. He was like, "Can somebody take these?" And I was like, "I'm just trying to be helpful. Hey, I'll take the scissors. You know, I'll hold these." And I was like, "Oh shit, I got the Denzel." Oh, these is coming with me. You know what I'm saying?
You said I'm leaving with something.
Yeah, I'm leaving with something. So yeah, it was tight. You know, it was cool. So yes,
Mr. X, we're gonna need the scissors.
I said charge me. Like I'll put it on my car. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So I did get a message. Wow. So it's interesting. People are telling us that it wasn't their fault. So you bullied, like you, no, you but people. I mean. Both sides just telling us the construction ain't their fault. So I don't know who was supposed to warn us about the construction, but they stopped it during the show.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
We'll give y'all ice cream. We'll have Thank a come by.
Appreciate. I mean, hey.
Don't be fighting with me in the
no,
parking lot.
No, come to, you know, we rock with almost no, every organization no. in here. We kind of rock with them. You know what I'm saying? So
we are not name dropping.
I said we rock with almost every organization that's here. We rock with y'all. Come to our... You know, come to our open house. Kick it with us. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
Don't be fighting me in the parking lot. Yes. I can't fight.
And are you a little bit calmer now, Farouk? Because your day?
I mean, we'll see. It's still a lot of things.
We got to get food. We haven't eaten yet.
We
got to
get food. We're going to eat.
We haven't eaten yet.
Last words?
Turn up.
Okay.
No scissoring in the black box.
No scissoring in the black box.
What? Bro. Listen.
Woo!
I couldn't help it.
I think you needed that more than anybody.
I did. Because yes. Y'all were high jokes without me last week. I had to bring a jokey joke today.
Absolutely. Trouble?
Never lose sight.
Never lose sight.
Niggas love scissoring, apparently.
Wash your hands first.
Woo!
Get out of here. Let's go.
All right. We're done. This week, White Supremacy. Till next week. We out. Jeez.
Bye.
We're going to have to get... That's going to be like...
Welcome to the whitest house. Slave souls haunt the halls when the light is out. Except the blood of the poor and the wicked mouth. The last gasp of a world that is dying out. Welcome to the whitest house. Where every room is a tomb that they lie about. Put your filthy feet on the finest couch, and for the right amount, you can even buy it out.
That's the essence of your entire political identity. You might be a white supremacist.